Delegations, ladies and gentlemen, after the meeting that has just been held, you will be addressed by the President of the Republic, Alexander Vučić, and Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg. Unfortunately, due to obligations of both delegations, we have time for two questions for each speaker. I kindly ask Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg, to take the floor.
Thank you so much for the warm welcome. It's great to be back in Belgrade and to meet with you again. Serbia is an important regional actor and a long-standing partner of NATO. A good example of our cooperation is the joint work we have done over the past 10 years to NATO's Science for Peace program, and the way we work together also in different fields. Under the Science for Peace program, we work on energy and environmental security, advanced technologies and cyber defense. I look forward to seeing some of these activities, some examples of our important cooperation between NATO and Serbia when I meet some Serbian scientists later on today, demonstrating how NATO scientists and Serbian scientists are working together. During our breakfast and our meeting, we also discussed the possibility of resuming joint military exercises. NATO and Serbia have had joint military exercises before, and actually you and I also visited a joint Serbian-NATO civil preparedness exercise some years ago, and we would welcome the possibility of resuming these kind of exercises in the future. And I look forward to further strengthening our cooperation. And President Vučić and I, we just discussed the recent tensions in the north of Kosovo and the continued importance of NATO's KFOR peacekeeping mission. For two decades, KFOR has ensured a safe and secure environment in Kosovo for all communities. We will continue to do so impartially and in line with our UN mandate. In May, our KFOR troops were attacked. 93 of them were wounded. Some suffered life-changing injuries. In September, we saw another outbreak of serious violence in Kosovo. This is unacceptable. The facts must be established. The perpetrators must face justice. Therefore, I welcome that Serbia is prepared to cooperate in these efforts, as we also discussed during our meeting. In the wake of the violence, NATO has deployed around 1,000 additional peacekeepers and heavy armor to Kosovo. This has been the biggest reinforcement of our contingents in Kosovo in a decade, and it shows that NATO stands ready to preserve peace. I welcome the close and continued coordination between the Serbian Armed Forces and KFOR. This is important to ensure timely information sharing to avoid any misunderstandings. I count on all sides to reduce tensions and to refrain from escalatory actions. As I said, President Vučić, during our meeting, the Serbian military build-up of forces near the administrative border line again would not help the situation. I welcome the EU's latest proposals for the establishment of the accession of, association of Serb majority municipalities in Kosovo. This would be a key step toward normalization of the relationships. I call on Belgrade and Pristina to engage constructively in the EU-facilitated dialogue. This is the only path to a lasting peace and stability. We also discussed Russia's war against Ukraine. We should continue to clearly condemn Russia's unacceptable aggression. As Ukraine enters a second winter of war, support from NATO allies and partners remain essential. So, President Vučić, there, Alexander, it's great to be back, and thank you for a very constructive and good meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Stoltenberg. Hvala generalnom sekretaru. Molim predsjednika Republike
Srbije. Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. I kindly ask the President of the Republic of Serbia to take the floor. First of all, I welcomed Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Stoltenberg, a man who is connected to Belgrade in many ways and also connected to Serbia, and for whom I can say that has always personally tried within the limits of his mandate to be fair towards our country, and I want to thank him for that. We discussed all important issues for more than an hour and a half, and for us, it is important that I can confirm what Mr. Stoltenberg said. Cooperation with NATO is important for us, as well as cooperation with KFOR, hoping that, to the extent possible, we will ensure safety and security for Serbian people in Kosovo and Metohija. And when Mr. Stoltenberg says that KFOR secures peace and security for all communities in Kosovo, there was no need to ensure peace and stability for anybody else except for Serbs. Serbs are the only who were jeopardized and attacked. Albanians have never been attacked. To be clear, Serbs were the exclusively those who were attacked in 2001, 2004, particularly after 2008, and in particular since Albin Kurti has come to power. I informed Secretary General Stoltenberg with the fact that almost 13% of Serbs left Kosovo and Metohija in the past year due to huge pressure, apprehensions, harassments and threats that come from Pristina regime. If that's not the violence, and I do know, I'm not speaking about NATO, I'm speaking about the so-called collective West. If this is not violence, then I don't know what violence is. Just like I know that the West is interested only in Banjska and before that Zvečan, that fight that occurred with KFOR representatives when they moved forward to try to preserve Pristina's special forces vehicle. So we have different views on what happened, but we do understand well what the demands from the West and from NATO are. We will try in the future to have best possible communication with the NATO. Speaking of Serbian armed forces, it did its tasks professionally. It never went beyond its mandate, its authorizations. It has always had fair relationship with KFOR and NATO, and how and where, in accordance with the Constitution and the laws of the Republic of Serbia, without jeopardizing anyone, we would deploy our armed forces. That's our business. And speaking of the issues about Zvečan, I just want to remind Secretary General and everybody else that all that happened because some had elections with 3% turnout, and with that turnout they declared the rule of those imposed mayors as legitimate and legal, and when Serbs opposed to that, they brought their police, and so that's how the conflict was caused. Regarding Banjska, I would like to remind the entire world public that it happened a year after some deceived Serbia, and they signed the declaration in December 2021, and I'm speaking about representatives of the US and the EU, that those who, the people who were in barricades would not be prosecuted and persecuted, and then literally Albanian police officers who, by the way, in accordance with the law and the Brussels Agreement, have no business in the north of Kosovo and Metohija, as well as members of Kosovo security forces who meanwhile were shooting at Serbian children for carrying Christmas trees, who also, in accordance with Resolution 1244, have no right to exist at all, but who cares for the right and United Nations and Resolution 1244. So that provoked such a situation that Banjska occurred, with which we, of course, do not agree. And that is why we, in accordance with the national law and our national legislation, we will make accountable those who took part in those criminal acts in Banjska. And when it comes to our cooperation with NATO, it's a correct, it's a fair cooperation, it's a good cooperation. when someone in decent way talks to you, then we are always capable of saying there is no need for so much soldiers here and there. But that kind of orders we do not take from anyone, because Serbia is a military neutral country and we will remain military neutral. And it is known who is running and commanding the armed forces of Serbia. Regarding any possible exercises, we agree today, we discussed today. And as a supreme commander of armed forces, I will send the application request to the government of Serbia to take into consideration the forthcoming period, the decision to renew and to resume joint exercises with the NATO, just like we used to do, and also with our other partners. It is really important for us that people understand that it is very difficult to explain to people in Serbia, and this is where we fully agree with NATO, that NATO's mandate is based on Resolution 1244. That is why we welcome the presence of NATO troops and KFOR troops. We want to see even bigger presence of KFOR NATO troops. We have no problem with that, just to make things quite clear, but we have issues with political interpretation that comes from many countries in the West. That is Resolution 1244. We liked the Resolution 1244 when it speaks about NATO mandate, but we don't like it when it speaks about the territorial integrity of Serbia. But what can you do? We Serbs and cities of Serbia must get used to those double standards. That's what we live with, and we know that we are always going to be blamed until we comply with the existing standards for which they say are standards and principles. I'm speaking about the political West here. Anyway, I want to thank Mr. Stoltenberg, because he is a man who without any fault of his has to listen all my political anxiety, so to say, and to listen to us. And the other side, of course, they did nothing. They acted professionally, responsibly, always. And it seems to me that General Mojsilovic, that we have always had fair cooperation with NATO. And that's what's important for us. When it comes to Serbia, Serbia will preserve peace. Serbia will preserve stability. Serbia is working in the dialogue process. Serbia is doing everything to reach compromise solution, to be completely open with you, Mr. Stoltenberg, just like I was during our meeting, just like I always am. The community of Serbian municipalities is not going to happen. It's not going to be established as long as Albin Kurti is in power. They're going only to look for excuses. Once they'll say, we need the signature, next time he'll say, I need I don't know what. They're not going to form any community, not even the one that is taking the part of our authorization and principles signed in 2013 and 2015. But I know that big Western powers will always take care of their baby they gave birth to, and we Serbs who survive, he will be there to speak about it. Anyway, I believe that the meeting we had today was very good, important for Serbia. I heard not so easy words from Secretary General Stoltenberg regarding our position. He heard what Serbia honestly thinks, and I want to thank him for being always able to call him, to make a telephone call him, to ask for support, to ask for some help. But we will have to improve our relations with NATO. We will have to try to regain the trust that was lost, but we will still keep jealously keeping our military neutrality. Thank you once again. Thank you, Mr. President. We can now move to your questions. Tanyuk Agency, Maria Stošić. Good afternoon. The first question is for Mr. President. Mr. President, until when the objective for Serbia will be moved? They were speaking about the resignation of Albanian mayors. It did not happen. You mentioned signed agreement on the community of Serbian municipalities as of 2013. Now there's going to be a new one with much less authorities than in Brussels agreement. How far will this scale of Serbia tasks will go to? The condemnation of Vanjska action, will someone be accountable for persecution and attacks against Serbs in Kosovo and Metohija? And the question for Mr. Stoltenberg, will NATO ask for apprehension and bring into justice those who shot at Dragi Shagaljak in Zvečan, who was shot with two bullets by the members of the so-called Kosovo Special Police Forces. Thank you. They will never be accountable for that. No one will be brought to justice. Nobody is even investigating the case. What are you talking about, people? They arrested Dušan Obrenović, for whom we showed the video. Even NATO agreed that that man did nothing. And he's still in custody. He's been detained since May. He was only... K4 forces only pulled him into their circle. He was not making any resist. He did nothing. And regarding Dragi Shagaljak, there was no investigation. He was shot with two bullets. Who cares? He's a Serb. He's not a man. He's a Serb. We Serbs are not quite some people. Everybody is entitled to shoot at Serbs. But then the entire world will sit on your back if the opposite case happens. That's the justice for Serbs. But it has nothing to do with Jens Stoltenberg. What can he do about that? That's not his job. His job and the job of NATO is not to run the investigation. That's the job of ULEX and other authorities. That's the job of Pristina police. The man was so fair that he said, why didn't you inform me personally, called me personally when that happened on 6th of January? I don't like to abuse that. Okay, no problem. So I'll take the phone, pick up the phone and personally make a call to the Secretary General. But I want to tell you, it has to do with Pristina police, a man who shot kids who... It was their fault was because they were carrying a Christmas tree, as we say, the oak tree for Christmas. That guy is free, walking around. He will never be held accountable for anything. Who shot Dragi Shagaljak? Who cares? Who shot seven Serbs? Well, who cares about that? That's not Banjska. Who cares that people were shot with two or three bullets? What was the last name of the man who was shot near Bistrica for carrying the dishes? Jovanović? Jovanović was carrying some dishes to sell in the market, and he was shot because of the plates and spoons. So it ain't going to happen. They will never be held accountable. Nobody would ever ask them anything, because that's all normal. And regarding these moving of the scale for us, that's what they always do, and they will keep doing that, because the entire point is when we are going to recognize the independent Kosovo. That's not much of a news for us. What's much important for us is what we discussed with Jens Stoltenberg and how to preserve peace, how to ensure and secure stability for Serbs in Kosovo and Metohija, because they are the only ones jeopardized in Kosovo and Metohija. Serbs are the only jeopardized over there. There are no other people who are jeopardized. If NATO can help, we'll thank them for that. We are going to be immensely grateful. We will cooperate with them. We'll do everything we can together. And that's it. Our armed forces have excellent cooperation with K4. If K4 would say to us, come on, people, for us to feel better, it's needed to do something, we'll do anything in agreement with them. But to be ordered from Pristina, what our armed forces are going to have on 10 or 15 or 20 kilometers away from there, it doesn't even occur to us in any way. So, but any kind of cooperation with K4 is welcome. It's okay. But when it comes to politics, that's a different story. There's no luck in that for us, at least not in short terms.
NATO is based on some core values and principles, and one of those core values and principles is, of course, the rule of law. And any violation of the rule of law and killings of civilians is absolutely unacceptable, and as always, those responsible must be held accountable, regardless of who is the perpetrator or who is responsible, because this is about upholding some core principles about the rule of law. Then I think it is important to understand, as also President Vučić alluded to, the role that NATO has. The first responder when it comes to the rule of law is the Kosovo authorities and the Kosovo police. Then the second responder is ULEX. And then NATO's military presence is not a law enforcement presence. Our presence is there to ensure stability and to ensure that we live up to our UN mandate in an impartial way. So NATO is not a law enforcing authority in Kosovo. We are there with a military presence, and we have actually increased our military presence with around 1,000 personnel because of the increased tensions and violence. But rest assured, every time we see violations of the law, we see innocent people killed, then of course the message is the same, that those accountable must be held, that those responsible must be held accountable. Then let me just also briefly say that I welcome the message from the President, President Vucic, on the resumption of joint military exercises. I really believe that NATO and Serbia can do more together, and it demonstrates that we have a partnership that goes far beyond the issues we address in Kosovo. We work together on different science for peace projects, we work together on joint exercises, and we also are grateful for what Serbia has done in support different activities by NATO, and how NATO has helped to work together with Serbia over many years. The fact that we have exercised together, and that we have had joint military exercises between Serbia and NATO, doesn't mean that undermines Serbia's neutrality. Serbia has made it very clear that they will remain, that Serbia will remain a neutral country outside military blocs. We totally respect that, but we continue to believe that as a neutral country outside military blocks, Serbia can work closely with NATO, and that will benefit NATO and benefit Serbia.
Hvala, izvolite. Mustafa Osturk.
Mustafa Osturk, Anadolu Agency. Mustafa.
Mr. General Secretary, after the armed clashes in north of Kosovo, Pristina demanded NATO to guard its border with Serbia, while Serbia demands NATO to provide more security for Serbs living in Kosovo. Is NATO planning to take some steps to provide the requested security? And also, Serbia will hold general elections soon. So is NATO planning to secure environment in north of Kosovo for Serbs living in Kosovo to participate in the elections? Thank you very much.
Again, NATO's presence in Kosovo is based on a UN mandate that gives us an important role to protect all people and to protect the free movement of all people in Kosovo, but it doesn't put NATO into the law enforcement role. We are not a police, we are a military force. The law enforcement role, the police authorities and tasks, that's partly the Kosovo authorities, the Kosovo police, and partly ULEX. So again, I think it is important to understand what NATO is doing in Kosovo and what we are not responsible for in Kosovo. Since the increased tensions, the increased violence, NATO has decided to increase its presence. I met with the KFOR troops in Kosovo yesterday. I also went to the north, to one of the NATO bases up in the north. And of course, what I saw there was a strong, committed NATO force, which is there, of course, also to ensure the protection of the Serbs living in the north. We are now conducting a review of our presence. We had many more troops not so many years ago. It has gradually been reduced. The additional 1,000 troops is the biggest reinforcement of our KFOR presence for at least a decade in Kosovo, as we have seen over the last weeks. The review which our military authorities are conducting is looking into whether we should strengthen the mission on a more enduring basis, because what we have done so far is to call in reserves, and now we are looking into whether to have a more enduring increased presence. No decision has been made, this is then about not only using the reserves, but having a higher baseline for our presence. Again, we are looking into different options. No decision has been made, but what has happened is that we have added 1,000 extra reserves to the KFOR troops in Kosovo.
Turkish friend. The real issue is about exercising the right to vote for Serbs, as you know. And Serbs will exercise that right in Australia, in the United States of America, all over Europe. But still, it's in doubt whether those people, not only in the north, but south of Ribar River as well, will be able to exercise their right to vote in 25 days or not. Why? Nobody questions that. Why? Because it's just Serbs. And it did not happen last time. It was a sort of commence of the crisis when they did not allow Serbs to vote last time in 2021, if I'm not mistaken. And now what's the reason to ban the right to vote? Because those people might vote even if they live tens of thousands of kilometers away from here. But those people think that they live in the same country as we do, in accordance with the UN Charter, in accordance with the Resolution 1244. And now they're going to be deprived of the basic rights they have once again in adherence with human rights charters and UN resolutions. And this is the question. And to tell you the truth, I know in advance what will happen. Kurti, because he wants to help some people in the electoral process, I'm not going to mention it. Which people? And he's going to say, no, there won't be elections in the north, not in the south as well. And then we'll have a clear condemnation in one statement made by Quint. And that would be the end of the story. Serbs will not vote in Kosovo and Metohija. And this is what will happen, as always. Anyway, once again, many thanks to Jens, to Secretary General, and because he has always been very helpful to this country, and we appreciate and we respect that. And he has always been at least open to hear different views and different opinion from Serbia, and we'll never forget it. And thank you for this. And hope that we'll be able to make our relationship more trustful and even better than it used to be. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Secretary General. Dear colleagues, we thank you. We hereby end today's press conference. Thank you very much.